where he, this man had a son and he go.
He built it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember when he built, was building the road, they used mules with scoops to drag the dirt and to build up the road. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's a big scoop, like this wide. It's got a handle on it. You pull by mules, it drag the dirt like a...
So somebody stood behind it or it just dragged?
Yeah, behind it.
Okay.
Almost like a plow.
Yeah, sounds
pick
like
up,
it.
Pick up the dirt, then dump it over, go get some more. It did the same thing at the lake at the university.
To dredge it?
They dredged that lake and built that lake back in 1930s because they were doing it in 1932-33 is what I can call when I went to LSU. That was the City Park Lake.
What?
Man-made lakes.
What are they doing with Poydras now? The school?
It's a museum, and that's where the piano...
That's where the family piano
from the family is.
Oh, good.
Yep.
I've seen it. I haven't been there.
I neither. But I guess I'll have to go one day just to check and make sure the piano is there. Although, didn't you make a...
There's a provision,
In there if they ever close.
They can't sell it or discontinue doing it, whatever, showing it. It goes back to the family.
There you go. That was Sam D'Amico who said that piano comes back to the family if the museum closes. Unlike all the dolls and stuff that ain't Mary Ann.
She finally found the one doll. Yeah,
I know. They said they were all in a shed.
And Michelle got that doll because it was promised to Michelle by Aunt Gitt.
That's the